7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh, rapid roar that stock car, boy, he eat too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack of cigarettes rolled up in his t-shirt sleeve. He got a tattoo on his arm, I say, baby. He got another one that just say, hey. But every Sunday afternoon he is a dirt track demon in a 57 Chevrolet. Rapid Roar, that stock car boy, he's the best driver in the land. He say that he learned to race a stock car by running shine out of Alabama. Oh, the demolition derby and the figure eight, it's easy money on the bank compared to running from the man in Oklahoma City with a 500-gallon tank. Oh, Rapid Roar, that stock car boy, he's too much to believe. You know he always got an extra pack.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in Durk a walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah. Hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Cause everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
Three minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Night.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ay. Celebrate, yeah, celebrate, more, ay. Celebrate.
Just 30 more seconds.
Oh, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me stand in the line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
It's the series finale tonight between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles to finish off this three-game set, with both teams taking one of the games in this series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hodgetown in Amarillo, Texas, just outside of downtown. The Frisco Rough Riders and Amarillo Sod Poodles, the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Rough Riders took game one of this series by a score of 8-3, and then Amarillo got their revenge last night with an 11-4 victory. And today, the Rough Riders turn to Noah Bremer in this series finale. He's making his fourth start on the season for the Rough Riders and his fifth overall appearance. No record, a 7.56 ERA for the right-hander out of the University of Washington. He struck out 9 batters in 8 1/3 innings to 4 walks, coming off Tommy John surgery, missing all of last year and just rejoining the Rough Riders about a month ago. On the other side, it's a man making his AA debut who just turned 20 years old 4 days ago, Yumin Lin, the native of Taiwan. At 5'11", 160-pounder, was really good in High A Hillsboro, and he's a top 30 prospect for this Arizona Diamondbacks organization. In 13 starts with Hillsboro, he had a 3.43 earned run average, 60 1/3 innings. He struck out 76 batters. And the left-hander will come at you with a whole different bunch of pitches that move all over the place. He can throw up to 9 different variations of pitches, and he is very effective from the left side. It should be a good starting pitching matchup today, and we were able to catch up yesterday with Carlos Cardoza to talk about the pitching, the hitting, and a little bit of everything about the Rough Riders' first half coming out of the All-Star break. It's part two of our interview with Rough Riders manager Carlos Cardoza coming up as the Riders pregame show continues before Frisco and Amarillo, game 3 of this 3-game series coming out of the All-Star break. Happy you're with us on this Sunday evening. Stick around. Riders pregame show continues next with Carlos Cardoza on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese? I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back to the Riders pregame show. Yesterday, we got to sit down with Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager. Let's get you part two of that interview on the Riders Baseball Network.
We talked to Ryan Tuntlin, the hitting coach, yesterday. He said something that really struck me about Sajacy. He said when the Rough Riders were down late in a game, Sajacy came to the top step and he said, "I'm not going to give up this at-bat." And it seems like that mentality is something that has really stood out about him especially, and I know you had him all of last year as well. What really sticks out to you about what Sajacy does well?
I mean, not to use what you just said, but I mean, you talk about like perspective on things, on the game, perspective on life, how to deal with failure, how to deal with success, attention to the process. He's as good as I've ever been around, and I would put his mentality and his perspective and his joy and his work ethic next to anybody in baseball and anybody in pro sports. And I know that's a heavy statement, but I think anybody that's around him would agree with that.
When you take a look at where this club is right now, starting the quote-unquote second half right after the All-Star break, Carlos Cardoza is our guest, Rough Riders manager. What is something that you want to see to take a step forward into the second half and finish the season strong?
As far as team-wise? Sorry, there's a lot of things, but I'm thinking. I think our style of play, our brand of play, when you look at the defense and the base running, which a lot of times is very representative and it is a style of play. I think continuing to build on how well we've been in those areas. I think offensively, continuing to see guys take individual steps forward. And I think on the pitching end, it's just a consistency thing. And, you know, us not beat ourselves as much. And I think what some people call complementary ball, that's something we've talked about in the clubhouse, is, you know, different facets of the game picking each other up. And that sort of thing, that's something I think we'd like to see. Because obviously, you know, it's going to add to team success and team wins. But it also, that's not everything. The win-loss record isn't everything, but we think that if we improve every facet, every individual in those areas and put it all together, you know, at 7 o'clock, that'll lead to, you know, hopefully a stretch run and us being in the hunt come the end of the season.
We'll get you out on this. Something that I've always found really admirable about you is you always seem like you're trying to push and get better every single day as a manager, as a people person, and everything like that. Where do you think you've made your biggest stride so far through this first half of the season?
Dang, Zach. Put me on the spot there, man. I don't know. I try to do some reflection daily. I haven't sat and reflected as much probably as I should have. But I did do my check-ins with players and staff and that sort of thing about a week, 2 weeks ago. And I think perhaps the biggest strive I've made is being myself. And, you know, people talked about that at the beginning of the year, and just a different level, being around a different group. I just continue to be myself and bring my best to the guys, and hopefully that helps get the best out of them. And I think most importantly, help them give their best to each other, which is, I think, you know, a hallmark of good teams.
All right, he's Carlos Cardoza, Rough Riders manager. Carlos, thank you so much for your time, and good luck today.
Thank you, Biggs. How are you, man? How's your first half been? What are you looking to get better in the second half?
Just trying to improve on everything.
Good answer, man. We're all... Thank you. Thank you, Biggs.
All right, we'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Amarillo. We're almost ready for first pitch coming up in just about 10 minutes from Hodgetown. It's a beautiful day for baseball, 86 degrees on this Sunday getaway day, and the Rough Riders are looking for a series victory. Before we give you the starting lineups for today's game, let's recap this series. The Rough Riders came into this set fresh off the All-Star break and opened it up perfectly. An 8-3 win in game one of this series. Ryan Garcia started it off very well. Rough Riders starting pitcher on Friday. Four innings, allowing just one run with five strikeouts. And the Rough Riders back into the bullpen with Nick Starr and Antoine Kelly. Both pitched very well. Also, a scoreless inning for each of them. And Grant Wolfram threw two innings, though he did allow a solo home run out of the bullpen. On the offensive side, the Rough Riders got some great performances from some familiar faces. Thomas Zajacy drove in three with two hits as well. And Josh Hatcher had a couple hits and drove in four runs, including a big two-run home run late in the game. As we have talked about in this series and as we will continue to talk about in this game, no lead is safe here. So going into the top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders led by just three. And Josh Hatcher's two-run homer put them up 8-3, and it made it a much easier bottom half of the ninth inning for Antoine Kelly in a non-save situation. And that was game one. Game two was a bit of a different story as Amarillo brought out their bats, hitting five home runs yesterday in an 11-4 win over the Rough Riders. The five home runs, the most but the Rough Riders have allowed this year. And unfortunately, it was a tough day for Nick Krauth in his start for Frisco. He allowed nine runs, eight of them earned over his three innings. And the home runs came from all up and down the lineup for Amarillo. Two from Caleb Roberts in the two spot in the order. One from Ivan Melendez, his second of the series. And then Tim Tawa and Nafi Castillo in the six and seven spots in the order. They also went deep in yesterday's ballgame. Caleb Roberts finds himself at the top of the order, hitting two home runs yesterday. He's 3-for-7 so far in this weekend series. And the Rough Riders will look to tamp him down in game number three. With that, let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams for this series finale. The Frisco Rough Riders first, as announced by Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, who you just heard from here on our pregame show. They're 7-7 in the second half and 38-44 overall, two games back of both Amarillo and Midland, who are atop the Texas League South Division. Aaron Zavala leads it off for the Rough Riders. He spent some time out of the leadoff spot, but that's where he was when he first came back from his elbow surgery over the offseason in the month of May. And overall this season, Zavala making his 11th start in the leadoff spot for the Rough Riders. He's out in left field defensively today. Luis Angel Acuña is the Riders' shortstop, hitting second. He snapped a 14-game hitting streak yesterday. And Evan Carter, the Rangers' number one prospect, is in center field defensively and hitting third. Thomas Ajayi, who finds himself third in the Texas League with 65 runs batted in, and he has four this series. He cleans things up at second base. Trevor Hover is the first baseman hitting in the five spot, and Kellen Strom in right field hitting sixth. He has two hits already in this series. In the bottom third of the order, starting it off, David Garcia, the catcher, makes his return to the Rough Riders lineup, and boy, is he fired up to be back. Nine games into his season in April, he broke his hamate bone and had to get it removed. He now has no hamate bones. He's broken both of them over the course of his baseball career. He's gotten them both removed, and he said, thank goodness, I don't have to worry about that anymore. So he's good to go. He's back in the Riders lineup and hitting seventh. Scott Capers is DHing today. The Riders' usual catcher is in the eighth spot, and Jax Biggers occupies the ninth spot in the Rough Riders lineup for the third consecutive game. He's at third base defensively. Once again for the Rough Riders, it's Zavala, Acuna, Carter, Sajasi, Hover, Strom, Garcia, Capers, and Biggers for Frisco. On the other side for Sean Roofs, Amarillo, Sod Poodles at 9-5 in the second half atop the South Division, 43-40 overall this season. They look like this. Caleb Roberts has mentioned the two homers yesterday, leads it off in left field defensively. Jordan Lawler, the Diamondbacks' number one prospect, is the shortstop. He hits second, and he has just one hit so far in this series. It was a double back in game one, while Seth Beer, the former big leaguer, is at first base hitting third. He homered in game one of the series as well. Middle third, Davison De Los Santos, the third baseman, who's 4-7 in the series, cleans it up. Tim Tawa, who homered yesterday, is at second base, batting fifth. And Juan Centeno, the catcher, bats in the sixth spot. Bottom third, it's Nafy Castillo with a three-run bomb yesterday. He's in right field. J.J. D'Orazio is the DH today. He hits in the eighth spot. And Nick D'Alessandro, center fielder today, cleans out the order for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Once again, for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, the Diamondbacks affiliate, it's Roberts, Lawler, Beer, De Los Santos, Tawa, Centeno, Castillo, D'Orazio, and D'Alessandro. Up on the mound today, the Rough Riders turn to Noah Bremer, making his fourth start for Frisco and his fifth overall appearance. The right-hander coming off Tommy John surgery has been very limited with his pitch count so far, and we expect to not see him for very long in this game. His season-long 2 2/3 innings, his last time out, that was scoreless baseball against the Midland Rockhounds, though he did allow five base runners in those 2 2/3 innings. He did not allow a run to come across to score. So looking for more of that from Noah Bremer in this ball game today. And hopefully the Rough Riders bullpen is semi-well rested. They're a little bit short-handed in this series, and they've had to throw a lot of innings. They've thrown 10 of the innings so far from the Rough Riders on the offensive side, or on the pitching side of things, I should say. And so they will have their work cut out for them if Noah Bremer cannot make it through three innings again today. And again, that is on the pitch count, so it's not his fault at all. Nick Starr, Grant Wolfram, Justin Slayton, and Theo McDowell are all available out of the bullpen today for the Rough Riders. So they'll have some guys who will have an opportunity to come out and provide some valuable innings to try to give the Rough Riders an opportunity to take this series on this Sunday evening. Happy you're with us here on the Riders Baseball Network. It is a perfect day for baseball, and we cannot wait to get this one underway. This has been a fantastic season series between these two clubs so far this year. A 9-8 advantage for the Rough Riders so far, and this will be a game at number 19 head-to-head between the two clubs. So really, really fun to see these two teams play off a bunch, and we'll see them again here in this building in the final series of the season, as the Rough Riders will return to Hodgetown to finish off the year. And what an interesting stretch that would be if the Rough Riders at that time were fighting Amarillo for a playoff spot. This is a crazy building to play meaningful games in because of the offensive nature, and we've already seen that already to the point of a couple big comebacks from both sides in this series. The Rough Riders unable to hang on to a 10-run lead earlier and a 6-run lead in consecutive games earlier this season. And they had a big comeback themselves against Amarillo earlier in the year as well. This is a very fun place to play baseball, and we're certainly looking forward to what should be a good series finale here in Amarillo. The Sod Poodles today are playing as the Calf Fries. Their alternate identity in this series finale. It's an orange jersey with orange ball caps and white pants. And if you don't know what a calf fry is, well, Google it. Can't really talk about it. It's a part of a bowl that you can't really talk about on the air. And they eat them around here, and hey, well, they're known for it. It's their delicacy, and that's what the Sonpoolers are playing as on Sunday, and what they've been playing as all season long is an alternate identity. So the starting lineups are getting announced down in front of us. We'll head to a break. It's time for the national anthem here in Amarillo. The Rough Riders and Sod Poodles, game 3 of 3 in this series. Winner takes the series, and we should look forward to what figures to be on paper a very good ball game today. First pitch is coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at ZenoDallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at anniversary weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field.
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Acuna coming home from third. He comes in to score. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
We're ready to go, and the first pitch of the ballgame to Aaron Zavala is hit in the air out to left center field. D'Alessandro back to the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. And with a bang, we get underway on the first offering, a fly out to center field by Aaron Zavala, underway at 6:08 on this Sunday night in Amarillo, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Hodgetown. I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. Series finale between the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles. Here's Luis Angel Acuña in from the right side, and the left-hander Yumin Lin delivers home. It's on the outside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. Now, the Rough Riders shortstop usually in the leadoff spot. Today, it's Aaron Zavala in the leadoff spot for Carlos Cardoza. Lin back into his wind, the 0-1. A breaking ball outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. Rough Riders winning the initial game of this series 8-3. The Sod Poodles countering with an 11-4 victory in Game 2. And now here we are in Game 3, the rubber game. 0-2 pitch. Check swing on a pitch down in the dirt. He did not go around. He was able to hold up, and it's one ball and two strikes on Acuña, who's just 1-for-7 in this series. Had a 14-game hitting streak snapped with an 0-for-3 yesterday with a walk. Rough Riders held offensively to just 4 runs on 5 hits. Very small output for them. Lin ready from the stretch, and the 1-2 pitch on the way. High, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yumin Lin, the Taiwanese left-hander, is making his AA debut on this Sunday evening. Made 13 starts with High A Hillsboro, a 1-3 record, a 3.43 ERA. The 2-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike 3. Down low and inside, and there are 2 away. There's the first career AA strikeout for Yumin Lin. And Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. Carter 1-for-8 in this series. Lin a left-hander. Carter a left-handed batter. 2 outs, bases clear, no score in the first. Initial pitch. Carter watches a fastball outside. And it's 1 ball and no strikes. Rough Riders coming into this game at 7-7 in the second half. Amarillo 9-5 leading the Texas League South. Lin winds in the 1-0. A check swing, foul ball on a line to the left side. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Rough Riders would love a series victory on the road. They played very well on the road overall in the season, just 1 game under 500 as opposed to 16-22 at home. The 1-1 pitch from Lin. Swinging a pop-up outside of third and foul, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes on Carter here in the first inning. Yumin Lin is the number 10 prospect in the Diamondbacks organization, 5'11", just 160 pounds. He was signed in December of 2021 by the Diamondbacks organization. The 1-2, breaking ball outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Carter, and he is very, very young. Just turned 24 days ago. A pair of 20-year-olds doing battle here at the AA level with Carter, who will turn 21 at the end of August. 2-2 pitch. Check swing, and he did not go around. On a pitch off the outer edge, it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Carter. Clay Williams has balls and strikes behind the plate. Ray Patchen is our first base umpire, and Casey James is our third base umpire today. Lin has his sign. Glove comes to a stop near the chin. With his shoulders square to the first base bag, he winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Evan Carter down on strikes, and it's 2 strikeouts in a 1-2-3 first inning for Yumin Lin in his AA debut. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom half of the first inning coming up. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Noah Bremer takes the ball for the Rough Riders as we make our way to the bottom half of the first inning. Rough Riders down 1-2-3 on the offensive side, and now Bremer goes against Caleb Roberts, Jordan Lawler, and Seth Beer in the top third of the order. Bremer back into his wind, and the first pitch to Roberts is a fastball outside, one ball and no strikes. Roberts with two home runs yesterday. He is 11 on the season. He's been hot as of late. The 1-0. A slider on the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Roberts has hit five home runs in 10 games in the month of July. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Bremer. The 1-1. Fastball, bottom of the zone, a strike. Right of the knees, and it's 1-2. Noah Bremer making his fourth start for the Rough Riders in his fifth overall appearance. He winds in the 1-2. Curveball down in the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes. Four-pitch pitcher will go fastball, curveball, slider, and change. Former sixth-round selection by the Rangers back in 2017 out of the University of Washington. Coming off Tommy John surgery, missing all of last year. The 2-2. A line drive to left field down the line, and it falls in a base hit. Goes all the way to the fence. Roberts around first, chugs into second base. He's got himself a leadoff double in the first inning. Roberts matches his home run total with his 11th double. First pitch, or first batter, I should say, going to the opposite field on a 2-2 pitch. And Jordan Lawler steps in now, the shortstop. Lawler in the leadoff spot for the first time, in not only this year, but in his minor league career yesterday. Didn't pick up a hit, went 0-2, but was hit by a pitch, walked twice, and scored a run. Did his job as a leadoff man. Runner at second, no score in the bottom of the first, and the pitch is a curveball over the heart of the plate for a strike. And it's 0-1 on Lawler. Noah Bremer this year with the Rough Riders. A no record with a 7.56 ERA. He stretches. And the 0-1. Fastball ripped high in the air out to left center field and rather deep. Evan Carter under it. The Riders center fielder makes the catch. Roberts tags from second. The throw to third is not in time. Well, Roberts tags up, moves 90 feet, one away. Seth Beer makes his way to the plate. Beer, the left-handed power hitter, former Clemson Tiger. No score, one out, bottom half of the first inning, runner at third. Bremer looks in for his sign, he's got it. And the right-hander's pick. Fastball, bottom of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Beer homered in game one, got game two off. He's been a hot hitter as of late. Bremer stretches, he fires home. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That'll score the run. Acuna's got it in short and throws out Beer at first base. But it's an RBI ground out, bringing Caleb Roberts in from third base. It's 1-0 Amarillo in the first inning. Two outs, bases clear for Davison De Los Santos. A double, a productive flyout moving Roberts to third, and then an RBI ground out. And don't expect the infield to be in that situation for the Rough Riders. They have been able to score very well here in this building. First pitch. Los Santos takes low and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. So knowing one run in the first inning will not beat him. The 1-0. Just inside. Two balls and no strikes. Riders defense today behind Noah Bremer. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Jax Biggers has third. Luis Angel Acuna is the Rough Riders shortstop. The 2-0. Swinging a chopper foul left side. It's 2-1. Thomas Ajayi man second. Trevor Hover roams over at first base. And welcome back to David Garcia. He's the Rough Riders catcher, making his first appearance since April 27th. And the Rough Riders lineup coming off hamate bone surgery. 2-1 pitch. Low and away in the dirt. It's three balls and one strike. Bremer dances off the hill, frustrated with himself missing his spot badly on that last pitch. 3-1 on De Los Santos with a run in and two outs. The base is clear in the first inning. Bremer knocks the glove over the ball cap in the pitch. Swinging a line drive out to short right to Acuna. He spears it hip high right out of the air for the third out. All run across on one hit. No errors, nobody left on base for the Sun Poodles in the first inning. Rough Riders trail 1-0 to the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
One nothing Amarillo after one inning of play. Into the top of the second, it's the middle third of the order for the Rough Riders. Thomas Ajayi, Trevor Hover, and Kellen Strom. Yu-Min Lin with a 1-2-3 first inning in his Double-A debut, and he's back to the hill. The left-hander faces the right-handed batting Ajayi to lead it off. Lin with his shoulders square to the first base bag delivers. Fastball outside, one ball and no strikes. From his full windup, it almost looks like he's from the stretch, and he brings that right leg back and goes into that full windup. He has his sign here again, and the 1-0 pitch to Sajasi. Swinging a line shot to left field, coming on Roberts, and he makes the catch. One away. And Trevor Hover stands in. Sajasi 3-for-10 in the series after that, out with four RBIs, but he's been the main run producer in the set for Frisco. Trevor Hover has reached four times in the series. Three walks. Lynn from the windup, the pitch. Top of the zone, a strike. It's 0-1. Yu-Min Lin was a member of the Chinese Taipei youth teams, the national teams. He's back into his windup again in the 0-1. Pop foul out of play left side. It's 0-2. You hear about a lot of guys who are part of youth teams coming up with the national side of things and getting recognized internationally. And Yu-Min Lin was one of those guys. He was always one of the youngest players on those teams. The 0-2. Outside to Hover. One ball and two strikes. He first played on the U-12 Chinese Taipei team and then the U15 and then was on the U18 team as a 16-year-old. The pitch is fouled away left side, and it hits off the facing of the Sweet Level on the left side. It's still 1-2 with one out in the second inning, 1-0 Amarillo. But when he really exploded onto the scene was playing for the U23 World Cup team of Chinese Taipei. The 1-2 pitch is cut on and missed, and Trevor hovers down on strikes. Already the third strikeout for Yu Min Lin, and there are two outs. Kellen Straw makes his way to the plate. Five in a row retired by the left-hander. Straw in from the right side. Here's the wind back in the pitch. High and away, it's one ball and no strikes. That was back in 2021 when he played for the U23 World Cup team. He pitched really well against Cuba and Venezuela's teams and impressed a lot of people. The 1-0. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. It was just as a 17-year-old, and he was inked in December of that same year, 2021, by the Diamondbacks. Over $500,000. 1-1. Misses low, and it's two balls and one strike to Strom with two outs and the bases clear. 1-0 Amarillo in the second. He has a ton of different pitch variations. He can throw nine different pitches. The 2-1. Outside edge, a called strike on Strom, and it's 2-1. Or, beg your pardon, 2-2. Works that fastball really, really well off the breaking pitches. Steps off the rubber. He's ready to go once again. Back into his windup and the 2-2 pitch to Strong. Down low. Three balls, two strikes. He has always been a high strikeout pitcher, and he showed that off last year. He was sixth best in all minor league baseball last year with an over 40% strikeout rate. 3-2. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. It sneaks through into right field. A base hit. Kellen Strom has himself an opposite field single. First hit for the Rough Riders today. Two out base runner for David Garcia. David Garcia playing in his first game since April 27th, coming off hamate bone surgery. He broke his handmade bone just swinging the bat. The pitch. Strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. The switch hitter has broken both of his handmade bones now, and he says, thank goodness I've broken them both. They've both gotten removed, and I don't have to worry about that anymore. Into the back of the right-handed batter's box. The pitch. Swinging a chopper at third base side. De Los Santos has got it. Fires across the diamond, and it's in time to get Garcia for the final out of the second inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. The Rough Riders trail 1-0 into the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com.
Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders down 1-0 to the bottom half of the second inning in Amarillo, Texas. Zach Bigley with you. I'm very happy to have you in the final game of this three-game series. The Riders return home next, and they'll take on the San Antonio Missions, the first half winners of the South Division in a six-game series starting on Tuesday. Tim Tawa leads off this second, first pitch. Outside corner, a strike from Noah Bremer, and it's 0-1. Tickets are available for all six games at RidersBaseball.com. We have some fun promos coming up this weekend. 0-1. Tawa takes low and outside. It's 1-1. We'll have the office night coming up on Friday. Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in the office, will be on hand in Frisco. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul up the third baseline, and it's 1-2 on Tawa. And then we'll have Yellowstone night on Sunday, and Colby from Yellowstone will be here. Well, he won't be here. He'll be in Frisco when we get back. Bremer looks in for his sign. He's got it. 1-2 on Tawa, the pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground up the middle. Acuna charges from short, picks, fires a little bit high, but Hover keeps his right foot on the bag, and it's in time. One away on a ground out to short from Tawa, and Juan Centeno makes his way to the plate. Centeno, switch hitter. Beg your pardon, just a left-handed batter. Stands in from the left side. First offering, swinging a foul off Garcia behind the plate. It's 0-1. Went 0-4 yesterday. The oldest player in the Texas League at 33 years old when first day of the season came across. He had the oldest player and the youngest player in the league. Centeno was the oldest player. Davison de los Santos was just 19 when the season opened. The pitch. Fastball rides high from Bremer. Ball and a strike to Centeno. 1-0 Amarillo in the bottom of the second. 1-1. Check swing on a breaking ball that misses just low. They appeal and he was able to hold. It's 2-1. Noah Bremer coming off a very strong start in the 2-2/3 scoreless innings his last time out against Midland and still trying to get that pitch count up. The 2-1 is low and inside. It's 3-1. The most innings he's thrown was that 2-2/3, while the most pitches he's thrown with the Rough Riders, 54 in that last start. 3-1. Just outside for 4. And it's a one-out walk to Juan Centeno. Runner at first base for Nafi Castillo. Castillo hit a 3-run homer yesterday. Castillo 2-4 with a double and 3 RBIs. It's his 7th long ball of the year. Right-handed batter, open stance, the pitch. First pitch breaker high and inside, 1-0. As that pitch count continues to rise, Noah Bremer, I'm sure, will be very happy. And time is called and Bremer is in pain. Goes back behind the mound with his hands on his knees. Oh, man. Here comes Ichi Takazawa, the Riders trainer, and John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach. And Frisco scrambles to get somebody up and loosening in the bullpen down the right field line. And Bremer goes down. Ichi's asking for some water back into the dugout. So hopefully he's just kind of getting a little dizzy here. Always worry with a guy coming off Tommy John surgery like Bremer. It is warm, but not too hot. It's 86 degrees right now, but you can play comparisons all you want. it is definitely, or beg your pardon, it's 91 degrees now. It seems to have warmed. It's definitely not the comfortable mid-80s we saw yesterday. Bremer hopefully going to be okay after he got that water. And the umpires are coming together. Should be able to throw a couple warm-up tossings. I believe they're asking for the ground screw to come out. Yeah, the ground screw going to come out and work on the mound a little bit. Apparently something is wrong with the backside of the mound. Oh, you know what? He may have upchucked a little bit. That's what they're doing. Getting rid of that stuff off the backside. Well, hopefully it's just dehydration and hopefully he's okay. Throws a couple warm-up tosses. He says he throws just one. He said he's good to go, and we're ready to go in the second. 1-0 Amarillo. One out, runner at first. 1-0 on Nafy Castillo. Quick throw over to first. Centeno's back in. Good crowd on this Sunday in Amarillo. Bremer fires. There's a fly ball hit deep to left center field. Forget about it. This one's gone. Wow, off the scoreboard in left center field for Nathan Castillo. His second straight day with a home run. And it's 3-0 Amarillo. Two-run home run for Castillo after a three-run homer yesterday. The first pitch home is on the outside corner to J.J. or DeRozio, and it's 0-1. A tough day for Bremer so far. The 0-1. Outside edge, a strike. It's 0-2. That's the first homer he's allowed to a right-handed batter this year. And just the third hit he's allowed to a right-handed batter on the season. Righties were 2-for-15 against him coming into today's game. Walk comes back to bite him. He's ahead 0-2, though, on DeRozio. Bremer's pitch. Breaking ball low and away. 1-2. Base is clear. He winds and fires. Breaking ball hit in the air down the right field line. Strom gives chase, but it's foul. On the concourse level, and it's ball and 2 strikes on DeRozio. One of the reasons why it was such a good crowd here at the ballpark today is they had Corbin in a barrel, Corbin Carroll bobblehead giveaway. It's Corbin Carroll in a barrel. It's a pretty cool looking bobblehead. 1-2. Swinging a ground ball to second, so JC dives, it's out of his reach and into right field. A base hit for DeRozio. Nick D'Alessandro steps in now. Still just one out in the second inning. Rough Riders trailing 3-0. Bremer looking for a ground ball. D'Alessandro, right-handed batter. Here's the right-hander's pitch. It's popped foul right side, 0-1. Rough Riders fall behind early for the second consecutive game. Frisco struck first in each of the first two games of this series, but quickly fell behind yesterday. The 0-1 off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Frisco, after three innings, was down 9-1 in yesterday's game. Bremer toes the rubber from the third base side, looking in for his sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch, the pitch. It's high. It's two balls and one strike. This is Bremer's first appearance against these Amarillo Sod Poodles this season, though he has seven career outings against them, all coming in 2021 with the Rough Riders. He's ready from the stretch, and he brings home the 2-1. It's lined foul over our heads down the right side, and it's two balls and two strikes. This is his fifth time pitching here in this ballpark. He has unfortunately had some tough appearances here. Overall, a 6.65 ERA head-to-head against Amarillo over the seven outings. The pitch is a breaking ball high, and it's three balls and two strikes. He's making his fourth start against Amarillo. Two of them coming here, and he had one really good one at home on August 4th of 2021, allowing just one run over five innings, but unfortunately allowed eight runs over seven innings in his next two starts here in this building. This is a tough, tough place to pitch. 3-0 Amarillo, bottom half of the second. Bremer stretches, fires, runner takes off, fouled back. Still three balls, two strikes. Bremer's pitch count at 35. He's probably allotted around the 55 to 60 pitch count in today's ballgame. He readies and fires in the 3-2. Runner takes off again. It's outside for ball four. Runners at first and second. Back up to the top of the order for Caleb Roberts. Makes it really difficult when you walk the nine-hole hitter. D'Alessandro is not your typical nine-hole hitter. He's hitting 262 on the season. Time is called. Caleb Roberts is due up, but quick mound visit for Noah Bremer and John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, as Frisco gets Justin Slayton up and loosening. Long chat for Goble. Justin Slayton is one of a few different guys who is active for Frisco in the bullpen today, and a lot of guys can go multiple innings, so they're in decent shape there. Really hope it's not the effects of what we saw earlier from Bremer. That's making it tough on him. Four straight have reached. Two walks, a homer, and a single. 3-0 Amarillo leads it. We're in the bottom half of the second inning. Caleb Roberts doubled to lead off the ball game in the home half of the first. Left-handed hitter, Bremer looks in for his sign. He's ready from the stretch. Two aboard behind him, the pitch. Fastball inside at 92, and it's one ball and no strikes. Roberts, over the last 2 days, has more extra base hits than the Rough Riders over the last two. Stretch in the pitch. Off the outside edge, and it's two balls and no strikes. Frisco did not have an extra base hit in yesterday's ballgame. They haven't had one so far today, so any amount would be more than the Rough Riders have had. But he has three over the last 2 days with two homers and a double today. The pick. This is down low and inside. Three balls and no strikes. In danger of loading the bases here with Jordan Lawler on deck. DeRozio at second base, D'Alessandro at first. Bremer's pick. It's on the outside corner, a strike with a slider. 3-1. Slayton's getting loose quickly in the Riders' bullpen. Bremer stretches. He fires. Swinging a foul back into Garcia's glove, strike two. 3-2 on Caleb Roberts. Back-to-back sliders, and that one a good one. Down low and inside to the left-handed batter. Swung over the top of it and fouled it back into Garcia's glove. Bremer delivers home. Swinging a fly ball, hit to deep center field. Carter going back, and he makes the catch. Neither runner tagged, and neither advances. So good play from Evan Carter. Two outs in the inning, and here's Jordan Lawler with two aboard and two out. Two runs in. It's 3-0, and that's it for Noah Bremer. Here comes Carlos Cardoza. He makes the move down to the bullpen. Justin Slayton comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen, and he'll take to the hill when we return. We step aside, 3-0, Amarillo, in the bottom of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Justin Slayton comes out of the Rough Riders arm barn and takes over for Noah Bremer in the second. He'll face Jordan Lawler with runners at first and second base. Slayton, hard-throwing right-hander, goes fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup. Bremer done after an inning and two-thirds. He's allowed three runs so far, all earned on three hits, two walks, and no strikeouts. So Slayton inherits two of his runners, J.J. D'Orazio at second base, Nick D'Alessandro at first. Time called. Carlos Cardoza comes out of the Rough Riders dugout. Frisco manager and is talking over something with Clay Williams. Not sure what they're discussing. It's not a heated discussion. They're just kind of talking back and forth. Carlos gesturing out to the infield. Can't think of anything that would be contentious at this point, but Carlos gets his explanation and he's back to the dugout. Jordan Lawler flew out to center field in the first inning. 3-0 Amarillo with two runs in the second inning on a Nafe Castillo two-run homer. Slayton ready from the stretch, right on right. And he deals in the first pitch. There's a fly ball down the left field line. This one's deep to the wall and gone. A rude greeting for Justin Slayton. A Jordan Lawler three-run homer. It's the second home run of the inning for Amarillo, and it blows his open. It's now 6-0. No doubt about it, shot for Jordan Lawler is 13th of the year. And the number one prospect in the Diamondbacks organization and top 10 in all of minor league baseball. Goes yard on the first pitch he sees from Justin Slayton. Here's Seth Beer. Two of those runs charged to Noah Bremer. Slayton goes to work against Seth Beer now. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Slayton continues what has been a very odd trend, allowing every single inherited runner he's had this year to come in to score. He's inherited 15 runners, and they've all come in. The pitch. Breaking ball, line to right field, down the line, and it's foul into the Riders' bullpen. Almost nailed Aiden Anderson. It's 0-2. Slayton trying to get out of it. 6-0 Amarillo. Slayton's bench. Fastball fouled back. 0-2. That's now 7 home runs over the last 2 games. 9 home runs the Rough Riders have allowed in this series. Only 3 from the bullpen. The pitch is a breaking ball tagged to right center field and deep. Carter going back at the warning track over his head up against the fence. Beer up to second base. He jogs in with a double. On an 0-2 pitch, got one in the middle of the plate and served it to deep right center. That was a curveball. A hanging one, and it was just out of the reach of Evan Carter and Kellen Strom in right center field. Ninth man up in the inning, it's Davison De Los Santos. 6-0 Amarillo, bottom of the second. Slayton from the stretch looking to second the pitch. Curveball high, slipped out of his hand. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Well, it's been a tough place to play here in Hodgetown. Especially if you're struggling on the pitching side of things, a really tough place to play. Slayton the 1-0. Ground ball foul back behind home. Ball on a strike to De Los Santos, who lined out to short in the first inning. Rough Riders in a big, big hole, trailing by 6 runs in this series finale. Haven't even played 2 innings. Slayton's 1-1 offering. Breaking ball fouled away back behind home plate. It's 1-2. Slayton ahead in the count again. Although Santos has been swinging a hot bat, he's 4-for-8 in this series, and he has had some monstrous hacks at baseball as he hit a ball 113 miles an hour off the bat in game 1. 1 ball, 2 strike count. Slayton ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second, kicks it home. Low and outside, missing with a slider. 2 balls, 2 strikes. This is a 3-game series between these two teams, so the Rough Riders cannot split it, something they've done in each of their last 5 series. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Justin Slayton picks up the K, his first, but he allows the 3-run home run. 6 runs across for Amarillo overall, 5 in this inning, and the Rough Riders trail 6-0 to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field.
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top half of the third inning, the Rough Riders trailing 6-0 to Amarillo. Yumin Lin back to work against Scott Capers, the first pitch. Off the outside corner with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Left-handed pitcher, right-handed batter. Yumin Lin has been sitting on the dugout bench for almost 25 minutes. The 1-0. Swinging a ground ball softly up the third base side. De Los Santos has got it. Throws sidearm onto first base on the run. He gets Scott Capers. One away. Jax Biggers in from the left side, the nine-hole hitter. Six nothing Amarillo, top of the third. Biggers looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-8. Lynn looks in for his sign. He's got it and offers in the first pitch. Outside edge, a strike, 0-1. Rough Riders only with one hit so far today. Kellen Strom single to right field. Five hits on the other side for Amarillo. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. The second baseman, Tawa's got it. He slings it on to first and in time. Two away. Two up, two down for the Riders on just four pitches. Here's Aaron Zavala. Fly out to center on the first pitch of the ball game back in the first. Sending the center fielder D'Alessandro to the warning track. Left-hander's first pitch to the left-handed batter. High and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Zavala struggling on the batting average side of things this year, but not on getting on base. He's a .361 on base percentage. The 1-0. Outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1. He's walked twice in this series, and he's walking at an over 18% clip this year. Well above the average of 8%. The pitch. Swinging a pop-up back behind home. One ball and two strikes. Zavala has an on-base percentage. That's 56 points higher, or I should say, 156 points higher than his, or on base percentage, 156 points higher than his batting average. There you go. Very, very impressive. Lynn, the 1-2. High. Two balls and two strikes. The tough thing is the strikeout rate. Pretty high from Zavala. Not what we're used to seeing. Started to figure it out on the offensive side. Really hitting the ball well in this series. He has two hits, but he also has two outs with 100-mile-an-hour exit velocity. So the pitch is a breaking ball. Strike three called. Zavala down watching, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Yumin Lin. Four strikeouts through three innings in his Double-A debut. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the home half of the third inning. It's 6-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the third inning from Hodgetown, the Rough Riders trailing 6-0 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles. A 5-run second inning, boosting them to that 6-run advantage. Tim Tawa leads it off against Justin Slayton, and the first pitch is grounded up the third baseline right to Biggers, who's got it hip high, slings it to first in time. One away on the first offering. Juan Centeno makes his way to the plate. Bottom half of the third, 6-0. Amarillo leads it. Well, the inning starts the same way that the second inning started, with Ottawa ground out. From that point on, though, it really unraveled. Centeno walked. Nafee Castillo hit a 2-run home run. Slayton deals home. Fastball high. One ball, no strikes to the left-handed batter. J.J. DeRozio, beg your pardon, hit a single, and then Nick D'Alessandro walked after a Caleb Roberts fly out to center. The pitch is low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Jordan Lawler faced Justin Slayton, and on Slayton's first pitch, Lawler took him deep for a 3-run homer. So two home runs, a 3-run shot and a 2-run shot in that inning. The 2-0. Ground ball foul behind home, and it's 2-1. The Rough Riders have now surrendered 9 home runs in this series to the Sod Poodles. 5 yesterday. Slayton ready from the stretch. He fires. Swing and a miss. High fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Centeno. Time called. He steps out. Centeno, the former big leaguer. 33-year-old veteran. Open stance left side. His right foot nearly out of the batter's box. It's so open. Slayton kicks and delivers in the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball, charged the opposite way to left. Zavala going back at the warning track, over his head, off the fence. Kicks back towards the middle of left field, and Centeno eases into second with a double. Now Zavala went back like he was going to catch that ball, and then it hit the wall just above him, and his back hit the wall as well. And so he had to chase the ball down as it catapulted off the wall and back into the middle of the field, allowing Centeno to easily get to second. Another extra base hit. Fourth, make it fifth extra base hit out of the 6 total for Amarillo. Rough Riders have none over the last game and a half. Slayton readies the pitch. Low and outside, it's 1-0. The Rough Riders' last extra base hit was the Josh Hatcher 2-run homer in the top of the ninth in game one. Runner at second base, 1 out. Castillo homered to left in the second. The 1-0. Low and outside. 2 balls and 0 strikes. The Riders have had opportunities to come from behind in these kind of situations this season. When trailing after 2 innings this year, they are just 8-21. 2-0. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. Their largest deficit they've erased in a victory this year was 6 runs. It was back on May 20th against these Amarillo Sod Poodles. It was back at home. 2-1. This is down low off the outside corner in the dirt, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. It was a game in which they trailed 6-0. Got a run in the bottom of the 6th, and then in that same inning, a grand slam from Liam Hicks. to make it 6-5. Hicks then tied it an inning later with an RBI double. Rough Riders went on to win that game in a walk-off. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider low and away, and it's a full count now to Castillo. Bottom half of the third inning. Runner at second, one out. Slayton looks in for his sign. He's got it. Set at the chest. Looks to second. Deal. Breaking ball. Cut on and missed for strike three. Now Justin Slayton has his second strikeout. Two outs in the third. Runner at second base for J.J. D'Orazio. 6-0 Amarillo. Bottom half of the third. Rough Riders just want to see that bullpen hold it right here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Out of the 17 innings that the Riders had pitched in this series, 10 of them had come from the Riders' bullpen to start the series. Slayton offers. It's a slider at the bottom of the zone, a strike, and it's 0-2. And after Bremer just went 1 2/3 innings in his start, the Riders will depend on that bullpen to take it the rest of the way in this one as well. Slayton trying to put up the first zero in a half inning for the Rough Riders pitching staff. He's ahead of D'Orazio 0-2. Looks back towards second, delivers. Fastball is high. One ball, two strikes. The good news is out of those 10 innings the Riders bullpen has thrown, they have a 3.60 ERA during that stretch. Allowed just four runs. The 1-2. Inside. Two balls and two strikes. Centeno, not a stolen base threat, leading from second. Pitch to D'Orazio. Breaking ball, strike three call. Got him on the outside edge of the knees. Justin Slayton with two strikeouts in a scoreless third inning. No runs a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the top of the fourth inning next. It's 6-0 Sodkoodles on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888 with them. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Top half of the fourth inning, Rough Riders and Sodkoodles. Frisco down 6-0. Luis Angel Acuna, Evan Carter, and Thomas Sejasi, the three due for the Riders in the inning. It's 2-3-4 in the order. Frisco has got just one hit off of Yumin Lin so far in his Double-A debut. He's whiffed four batters through three innings. Acuna and Carter, the first two due up, were his first two strikeouts in the first inning. Right-hander at the plate, lefty on the mound. The wind back in the southpaw's pick. First pitch breaking ball is outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Acuna, that strikeout victim in the first, came swinging. He's done such a good job this year cutting down on the swing and miss. The 1-0. Strike on the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Cunha, as mentioned, the 14-game hitting streak snapped yesterday. Over his last 20 games, hitting .341. The pitch. Just a hair outside and a backdoor breaker. It's one ball. Make it two balls and one strike. Acuna, in the month of July, is hitting .378. 2-1. Little roller back to the hill. Lynn has got it above his ball cap. Jogs over to first. Underhand flip for the out. The 20-year-old retires the 21-year-old Acuna. One away in the fourth inning. 6-0 Sod Poodles, and here's Evan Carter. Carter struck out on a 3-2 pitch back in the first inning. Lynn from the windup. He fires. Outside with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. You can hear the glove slap of Grant Anderson. Aiden Anderson, beg your pardon. Second time I've done that. He's warming up down to the bullpen below us. The 1-0. Down low and inside to Carter, and it's two balls and no strikes. His twin brother Grant threw yesterday in the big leagues for the Rangers. And two balls and no strikes on Carter. The pitch. Swing and a miss down in front. Hold the string on him, and it's 2-1. Carter calls time and steps out. In his last 19 games since returning from the injured list, Carter hitting a ridiculous .347. 2-1 inside. Three balls and one strike, and he slowed down just a little bit, but still making good contact. Carter has four home runs over those 19 games. He's driven in 14 runs. Back of the left-handed batter's box. The 3-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the first base side and foul. 3-2. Talking to him before the ballgame about left-on-left specifically, facing a lefty today. Said it was tough for him at first. He's starting to get more comfortable with it. And the reason it was so tough for him is he didn't see a lot of lefties. Said saw so many righties in high school and then coming up through the lower parts of the minors. It's just hard when you see something different. Feels a lot more comfortable with left-handers now. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Pass the pitcher to the shortstop. Lawler, he's got it. And he throws out Carter. Two away. Thomas Sejasi, the batter. Riders trailing 6-0. Top half of the fourth inning. Sejasi hit the ball well in his first at-bat, but lined out to left field in the second. Lynn delivers. Fouled away, right side. 0-1. Sejasi, four RBIs in this series, giving him 65 on the season. He's on pace for 108 on the year. The 0-1. Inside. It's ball and a strike. Those 108 RBIs would be a new Rough Riders franchise record. The first time at Rough Riders player had knocked in at least 100 in a while as well. The 1-1 is cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. Blaine Krim drove in 91 last year. Chad Tracy has the current Riders record, 107 back in 2009. So JC calls time, steps out. 6-0 Amarillo, top of the fourth inning. Stretch by the left-hander. And the offering home. Breaking ball bounces out in front of the plate. Two balls and two strikes. So JC coming into today, hitting .317 on pace for 20 home runs. Those 108 RBIs, 34 doubles, which put him fifth in franchise history. 170 hits, which would give him the new Rough Riders franchise record. 2-2. He swings, grounds it foul back behind home. Still two balls, two strikes. An incredible season for Thomas Sagesi, hitting .317 coming into today. Good for fourth in the Texas League. The pick. He swings and misses a high fastball and strikes out. Yu-Min Lin has struck out five through four shutout innings. He's faced just one over the minimum. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Aiden Anderson comes out of the Rough Riders bullpen. It's 6-0. Amarillo leads it on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
On a mound for the fourth inning, Aiden Anderson takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Anderson looking in at a fellow right-hander to lead things off. It's Nick D'Alessandro. First pitch. Fastball outside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Amarillo with a run in the first and five in the second to lead 6-0. Anderson stretches, the 0-1. Slider just outside and low, and it's a ball and a strike on D'Alessandro. He walked and scored on the three-run homer from Jordan Lawler in the second. Anderson ready from the stretch and delivered. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. Strike two, and it's 1-2. Justin Slayton done after his inning and a third on the mound for the Rough Riders. Slayton allowed a run on three hits. Didn't walk anybody and struck out three. Anderson peers in for his sign. Glove tucked to his chest, looking over just the tip. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Blew a fastball right by him. It's three consecutive strikeouts for Riders pitchers. It's the first for Aiden Anderson, and one away in the fourth. Back up to the top of the order for Caleb Roberts. Roberts a double in the first inning. He came in to score and flew out to center in the second. The pitch fouled straight back. 0-1. Roberts making a very good case for player of the week in the Texas League, or player of the weekend, if you will. Only the three games for everybody coming out of the All-Star break. The pitch. Misses just low and outside, and it's one ball and one strike. We'll have to see how things shake out the rest of the ball game. The 1-1. Roberts grounds it to second, so JC's up with it. He straightens and fires on to first for the second out. Two up, two down for Jordan Lawler, who hit the three-run home run in the second. Riders trailing 6-0 to Amarillo in this series finale. We were talking earlier about the Rough Riders have split each of their last five series. They've all been six-game series, and obviously you can't split a three-game set. So it's either going to be a series win or a series loss for the Riders. The pitch. Breaking ball, ground ball, foul up the third baseline. It's 0-1. The last time the Rough Riders lost a series, that was back in May 30th through June 4th. A 4-2 series loss to San Antonio at home. The last time the Riders won a series, you have to go back even further. Anderson ready from this draft. And the offering in. Outside corner, a called strike. It's 0-2. Rough Riders won the series against the Amarillo Sock Poodles in May. May 16th through May 21st, winning the six-game series, 4-2 at home. There's a ground ball to short. Acuna's got it, fires to first, and retires his defensive counterpart, Jordan Lawler, for the final out of the fourth inning. Nice inning for Aiden Anderson. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. So 1-2-3 frame for the Riders reliever. Top five next. It's 6-0. Sock Poodles lead it on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the fifth inning in Hodgetown, downtown Amarillo. The Rough Riders trailing 6-0. Trevor Hover leads off the fifth. Kellen Strom, David Garcia to follow. It's 5-6-7 in the Riders' order. First pitch. High and tight to Hover, and it's one ball and no strikes. Yumin Lin, what a debut for him through his first four innings. 5 strikeouts. He's faced just one over the minimum. A Kellen Strom single back in the second. 1-0 pitch. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. He's riding on 54 pitches. Very good shape with the pitch count. He nods yes to the sign in the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a line shot up the middle. That's into center for a base hit. Trevor Hover has himself a single. Going right back up the box. One hop into the grass in center. Kellen Strom to the plate. He singled back in the second. Rough Riders' second hit of the evening. Trying to find their first run in this fifth inning. Yumin Lin out of Taiwan. He stretches and fires. Breaking ball outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Taiwan, a very small island outside of China. Now, how small is it? Well, if it were a U.S. state, based on its square mileage, here's the stretch in the pitch. Low, it's one ball and one strike. It would be the 42nd biggest state in the United States. It's just bigger than the state of Vermont in terms of its square mileage, but it is extremely highly populated. Stretch in the pit. Swinging a foul ball back behind home, and it's one ball and two strikes. Though it would be the 42nd biggest state in terms of size, it would be the third biggest state in population. 24 million people in Taiwan. The only two states that are bigger are California and Texas in terms of population. The 1-2. Low and outside, it's two balls and two strikes on Strom with nobody out and a runner at first base in the fifth. Taipei is the capital city of Taiwan, Taipei City. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Outside. Three balls and two strikes. And so you see the Little League World Series teams and the World Baseball Classic teams and all of the national teams, Chinese Taipei. That's the Taiwanese team. That's what Yumin Lin played for. The stretch in the pitch. Swinging a high fly ball down the left field line, hooking foul, and it gets into the seats. Still 3-2 on Strong. He played in the 2021 23 and under World Cup for Chinese Taipei. Hover takes his lead from first. A left-hander, the payoff pitch. Swinging a line drive foul down the right field line. It's still 3-2. 6-0 Amarillo, top of the fifth inning. And Centeno goes out and chats with his left-hander. You have a very interesting juxtaposition here with the 33-year-old former big league catcher. And the kid, Yumin Lin, who just turned 24 days ago. One of the younger players in the Texas League. Centeno back behind home. Three balls and two strikes on Kellen Strong. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat to Strong. Lin looks in for his sign. He's got it. The left-hander peering at Hover at first base. And the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball. Sixth K for Yumin Lin. One away, and David Garcia stands in. Garcia ground out to third in his first trip to the plate. Coming off handmade bone surgery, back in the Rough Riders lineup after missing 58 games, last playing on April 27th. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball out to deep left center field. Alessandro back to the warning track, and he reaches out and makes the catch. Oh, he robs David Garcia into deep left center field into the corner where the center field wall and left field wall form a corner in the left center field alley, and he makes the catch. But Garcia gave it a ride to one of the deepest parts of this park, and Alessandro robs him for the second out. Here's Scott Capers. Two outs in the inning, runner at first. Left-hander's pitch to the righty. First pitch breaking ball in the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. 6-0 Amarillo. Rough Riders bidding for their first extra base hit on that play. The pitch. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, foul up the third base line, and it's 0-2 now on Capers, who grounded out to third in the third inning. The back of the right-handed batter's box with his left foot slightly open. Rocking back and forth with his bat against his shoulder. The pitch is a breaking ball outside. One ball and two strikes. On this beautiful day with the sun setting to our left, the sun is in the right fielder Nafi Castillo's eyes. Shadows being cast parallel to the first baseline. The 1-2. Check swing on a pitch high and inside. He went around, and it's strike three. Seven strikeouts for Yumin Lin through five brilliant innings. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base for the Rough Riders. 6-0 Amarillo to the bottom half of the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We roll along to the bottom half of the fifth inning. It's Amarillo 6 and Frisco nothing. Aiden Anderson for his second inning of work is back on the Rough Riders mound. Seth Beer in the 3-hole to lead it off for Amarillo. Beer is 1-for-2, though he's been productive in both trips to the plate with a double and an RBI groundout. Anderson's first pitch. Beer watches low, and it's 1-0. Seth Beer had quite the career at Clemson University. He was an incredible power threat. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a foul back behind home on the ground. And the count goes to 1-1. Spent 3 years with the Clemson Tigers. And was one of the best power hitters in all of college baseball during his time there. The offering. Swinging a foul back behind home. It's 1-2. His first year at Clemson, he hit 18 home runs. And then 16 the following year and capped it off with a 22 home run performance as a junior. 1-2. He swings and cranks it to left center field. Carter right there, though. And the Riders center fielder makes the chest high catch. One away for Davison De Los Santos. 6-0 in Amarillo, bottom half of the fifth. Well, Beer was drafted by the Astros 28th overall in 2018. But he didn't stay an Astro for very long. The stretch in the pitch, low and outside, from the right-handed side armor to the right-handed batter, and it's 1-0. He was traded from the Astros to the Diamondbacks in the Zach Greinke deal that brought him over to Houston. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a line drive to left field. Zavala coming on, and he reaches out and makes the catch. Cutting in front of Evan Carter. Line drive to left field, and there's 2 outs. Tim Tawa making his way to the plate. 2 outs, home half of the fifth inning. Amarillo leading by 6. Last year on opening day, he made quite the splash. Beer homering to win the game, a walk-off homer on opening day. Here's the stretch from Anderson in the pinch. Catches for a strike on a first pitch breaking ball, and it's 0-1. But unfortunately, that was his biggest moment with the Diamondbacks. Went on to hit 189 last year, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball, 0-2. In 38 games, and it's been relegated to the minor leagues here in 2023. Anderson ahead 0-2 with 2 outs and the bases clear. Looking for his second 1-2-3 inning. He brings it home to Tawa. Check swing. They appeal, and he did not go, and it's 1-2. Defense plays straight up behind Anderson, maybe slightly to pull. Right on right, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Slider low and away for strike 3. And the Rough Riders get 2 brilliant innings out of Aiden Anderson. He goes 6 up, 6 down. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base in the fifth inning. Let's go to the top of the sixth. It's 6-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the sixth inning from Amarillo, Texas. Downtown Amarillo with the skyline just to our left-hand side. Jax Biggers leads it off. Left-handed batter against the left-hander Yumin Lin, who has seven strikeouts through five innings in his Double-A debut. It's 6-0 Amarillo. First pitch to Biggers. Swinging a ground ball foul off the first baseline, and it's 0-1. Biggers grounded out to second in the third inning. Six runs, six hits, and no errors for Amarillo. No runs on two hits and no errors for Frisco. The 0-1. Biggers pops it foul, left side. Quickly 0-2. Lynn has been all over the place in the zone. 70 pitches so far. He's been very, very impressive. The stretch in the left-hander's pitch is a breaking ball, low and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. His season high is seven innings. He did that on July 1st. At Tri-City for Hillsboro at the high A level. 1-2 pitch. Low and away in the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes. His season high in strikeouts is 13. He did that on June 3rd against Everett, the Mariners affiliate. He is a strikeout pitcher. Struck out 34% of batters at the high A level. 2-2. High. Three balls, two strikes. He's shown that off here today. He looks in for his sign. Left on left, the payoff pitch. Swinging a pop-up down the left field line, it drifts foul, and it's still three balls and two strikes. 91 degree day. Very comfortable in Amarillo. It's going to be hot next week in Frisco. It's supposed to be 105 degrees on Tuesday. 3-2 pitch to Biggers. Inside. Ball four. First walk that Min has surrendered. Top of the order now, Aaron Zavala. Zavala 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Min working from the stretch. He hasn't had to do that very often today. He fires. First pitch strike on the upper edge outside corner. With a fastball, and it's 0-1. Rough Rider is still looking for that first extra base hit in the last two games. The 0-1. Swinging a high pop-up on the infield. Now drifting out into shallow center. Jordan Lawler, the shortstop, makes the catch. One away for Acuna. Riders down 6-0 in the top of the sixth inning. Strikeout and a ground out for Acuna today. Left-hander's bent. Right-handed batter takes down the heart of the plate with a breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Biggers takes his lead from first. He has 9 steals this year. Doesn't go. The pitch is grounded to third. De Los Santos has got it on to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. Acuna beats out the potential double play, and there are 2 outs with a runner at first now. Fielder's choice goes 5-4. Here's Evan Carter. 6-0 Amarillo. Left-hander against left-hander. 0-2 today, the pitch. Clips the outside edge with a slider, and it's 0-1. Carter struck out in the first and bounced out to short in the fourth inning. The offering takes another slider on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Carter trying to break a 0-7 skid. The 0-2. Way high and inside, nearly took off his noggin, and it's 1-2. The algorithm today has been get ahead and stay ahead for Yumin Lin. He's ahead here, 1-2. And he rocks in the 2-1 or the 1-2 pitch, and it's down low. It's 2-2. There is action in the San Poodles bullpen down the left field line. 81 pitches for Lin, the pitch. Slider outside corner, strike 3 called. 8 strikeouts for Yumin Lin and over 6 shutout innings in his Double-A debut. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left on for the Riders. Home half of the sixth inning next. It's 6-0, Amarillo leads it on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aiden Anderson back out after 2 1-2-3 innings. 6-6 in the fourth and the fifth inning. He faces Juan Centeno, Navy Castillo, and J.J. D'Orazio at 6-7-8 in the Amarillo order. Anderson ready from the stretch, and the first pitch to the left-handed batting Centeno is sent in the air out to shallow left field. Aaron Zavala coming in, he plants. Now backs up a couple steps and makes the catch. One away on the first offering, and Nafi Castillo stands it. What a job by Aiden Anderson. Exactly what the doctor ordered. starter Noah Bremer went just 1 2/3 innings. Justin Slayton came out and threw an inning and a third from the bullpen. Now for the first time this season, the pitch. Low and outside, 1-0-0. Aiden Anderson has worked over 2 innings. 2 1/3 is his new season high. He stretches the 1-0. Outside, 2-0-0. Anderson providing valuable innings for the Rough Riders out of the bullpen when they really needed it. Granted, they do have the day off tomorrow. He stretches and fires. It's low off the outside corner, and it's 3-0-0, but still really nice to see this kind of output from Anderson from the bullpen. He's ready from the stretch. He brings it home. Inside. Oh, walk to Nathan Castillo on 4 pitches. It's the first base runner that Anderson has allowed today. And J.J. D'Orazio stands in. D'Orazio 1-for-2 with a single back in the second inning. First pick. Outside strike. A back pick down to first, not in time. So a called strike on the outside corner on D'Orazio, and it's 0-1. The career high is 3 1/3 innings for Aiden Anderson. That was back on July 8, 2021. The pitch home. Swinging a line drive to left center field. That one drops for a base hit. Carter and Zavala collide in the outfield trying to pick it up. And Zavala ends up with a baseball and throws into second base, but Castillo goes first to third. And runners on the corners now with one out. Miscommunication in left center field. That should be Carter's baseball, but Zavala cut him off. Those two chat about it before heading back to their position. Nick D'Alessandro stands in. He's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored back in the second. And time called, John Goble comes out of the Riders dugout, and he'll go chat with Aiden Anderson. Nobody loosening as of now in the Riders' pen, though Liam Hicks, the catcher, is gearing up, so somebody might start throwing. Looks like it's Antoine Kelly who's going to get loose. Kelly, usually the Riders' high leverage reliever, might be brought in this situation to make sure that it stays in a 6-0 game. A long talk for Goble, joined by the entire infield up on the mound. It's 6-0 Amarillo, their first base runners since the third inning coming in the sixth. Sandro stands in. Here's the stretch from Anderson with runners on the corners and one out. And the offering in. Low and away, it misses. 1-0-0. The most ideal thing here would be to get a ground ball and get a double play and get out of the inning right away. It's always easier said than done, though. Anderson looks in for his sign, the 1-0. Swinging a foul off Garcia back behind home, and it's 1-1-1. Rough Riders are playing defensively for the double play with Acuna and Sajesi coming in at short and the second base. And with more action continuing in the left field bullpen for Amarillo, here's the stretch of the 1-1 pitch from Anderson. Swing and a miss, blew it right by him, it's 1-2. You have to imagine Yumin Lin is done after his 6 innings. So that's great news if you're the Rough Riders. Lin had dominated through his 6 innings of shutout baseball. The offering is swung on and missed for strike 3. Aiden Anderson picks up the strikeout on D'Alessandro, and there are 2 outs in the inning. Third K for Anderson. And Caleb Roberts makes his way to the plate. Top of the order. Six nothing Amarillo, runners on the corners. And time called, and that's going to be it for Anderson. Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout, and he'll go get Antoine Kelly to face the left-handed batter, Caleb Roberts. Great work by Anderson today. He goes a season-high 2 2/3 innings, leaves runners at first and third. Kelly out of the bullpen will step aside, return. After this, it's 6-0 Amarillo with two outs in the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
After two glorious decades of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, it's time to celebrate the 20th anniversary weekend. In the first 3 days of September, Riders Field will travel back in time to 2003 with a blast from the past spectacular. Come out to the ballpark for throwback giveaways Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd, with an alumni autograph session on Saturday. Many former players will be at Riders Field for the 20th anniversary weekend, so book your tickets now to make sure you're here too. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Antoine Kelly takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen in the bottom of the sixth inning with two outs and two aboard. It's runners at the corners and Caleb Roberts at the plate, who is 1-for-3 today with a double and a run scored. He hit two home runs yesterday. Antoine Kelly has been one of the best pitchers all season for the Rough Riders. Comes in a huge spot, 6-0 Amarillo. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander's pitch. High and inside, he hit him. Hit him on the back. And the bases are loaded. So you bring in the left-hander for the lefty-lefty matchup. And he hits him on the first pitch. In the back, and now you have to face the right-hander Jordan Lawler. Lawler hit a three-run home run back in the second. Antoine Kelly not happy with himself after hitting him. Kelly a 2.90 ERA this season with the Rough Riders. First pitch is high in a balk. Oh, he didn't come set enough. He came set in quick pitch. So he balks a run in. Castillo comes in to score, D'Orazio to third, and Roberts to second. Jordan Lawler now looking at runners at second and third. It's 7-0 Amarillo. Kelly stretches and brings in the pitch to Lawler. Low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kelly this year has only hit two batters, and he hits his third to lead off this inning. 1-0 offering to Lawler. Inside, 2-0. In 31 innings, he struck out 44. He's ready from the stretch. The pitch. Outside corner, a strike. 2-1. He's a left-handed pitcher. He throws sidearm. Here's the stretch and the 2-1. Now Outside, three balls and one strike. First base is open with left-handed hitting Seth Beer on deck. Neither lefties or righties have hit Kelly well at all. 195 average for righties, a 172 average for left-handed batters. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a foul straight back. 3-2. All four homers he's allowed, though, have been from right-handed batters. That one run, by the way, charged to Aiden Anderson. He's still responsible, Kelly, that is, still responsible for D'Orazio. Or, beg your pardon, Anderson still responsible for D'Orazio at third base. Payoff pick. Ground ball foul towards the on-deck circle where Beer grabs it nonchalantly. Still 3-2 on Lawler. 7-0 Amarillo. Kelly trying to keep it right here. And this 7-0 game doesn't play nearly the same as it would in other ballparks. This feels more like a 4-0 game. Kelly readies. Payoff pitch on the way. Check swing. Strike three called. He froze him with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. And Antoine Kelly strikes out Jordan Lawler and strands two. One run across on a hit. No errors. Two left on. Top seven coming up. It's Amarillo 7 and Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Everett Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the seventh inning, the pitch to Thomas Sajacy is on the outside corner, a strike. It's 1-1 on the second baseman. Frisco trailing 7-0 to the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Zach Bigley alongside you, and happy to have you along. Austin Pope has taken over on the hill for Amarillo, and the pitch is cut on and missed by Sajacy. It's 1-2 on a high slider. Sajacy 0-for-2 today, and I think he and the rest of the Riders lineup very happy to see Yumin Lin out of the ballgame. So JC calls time and steps out. Lin goes 6 shutout innings in his AA debut with 8 strikeouts. He only surrendered 3 base runners and never in the same inning. 2 Rough Riders singles and a walk. Here's the stretch by Pope in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Blew it by him on a fastball for strike 3. One away, and Trevor Hover stands in. We're in the top of the seventh inning. It's 7-0 Amarillo. Pope has been one of the better relievers for the Sod Poodles this season. A 24-year-old, 6'3", 210-pounder, out of White Plains, New York, a former 15th round pick in 2019 by the Diamondbacks. First pitch to Hover. Fastball, ground ball up the middle, and the shortstop Jordan Lawler's got it, and he fires on to first in time for the second out. Two up, two down for Kellen Strom, who's one for two today with a single. Riders, no runs on two hits. Amarillo, seven runs on seven hits. Pope 2-0 with 3.23 earned run average. Pitching in his 25th game of the season. Right on right, first pitch. Fastball fouled straight back. 0-1. Innings, 52 strikeouts for Pope. 14 walks. The pitch. Breaking ball, outside edge, a strike, 0-2. It's actually pitched better here at home than on the road. Very rare for pitchers who pitch in this ballpark as their home park. 3.06 ERA here, 3.38 ERA on the road. Strom, after calling time, is back in. 0-2 on him, two out, spaces clear. The pitch home, swinging a foul out of play right side, still 0-2. Amarillo with a run in the first, five in the second, and one in the sixth. Take their 7-0 advantage. Pope's got his sign. He's ready from the stretch. And the 0-2. Strom takes outside. Ball and two strikes. Strom, three hits in the series for the Rough Riders. That's tied with Thomas Sujacy for the most by Frisco. Pope's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a high fastball. And it's a 1-2-3 inning with two strikeouts for Austin Pope out of the bullpen. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders trailing 7-0. Bottom half of the seventh next. It's time to stretch on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more. Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Antoine Kelly got the final out of the sixth inning for the Rough Riders, and he's back. Returns to the hill in the bottom of the seventh inning. Sod Poodles leading 7-0 in this series finale from Hodgetown. Seth Beer begins it. It's 3-4-5. Seth Beer, Davison De Los Santos, and Tim Tawa for the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Here's the stretch, and Kelly delivers in the first pitch. Just low with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. How about the Rangers earlier today at the big league level? They win it 6-5 over the Cleveland Guardians to sweep aside Cleveland in a three-game series. The 1-0 fouled straight back, 1-1. Cleveland entered this series in first place in the American League Central just by half a game, but nonetheless a first-place team. And they now trail by 2.5 games as Minnesota swept their series as well. Here's the look in by Kelly. Left-hander ready from the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a pop-up. Third base side, it's foul. It's 1-2 now on Beer. Doesn't help that Minnesota played the A's. By far the worst team in baseball this year. It wasn't just that the Rangers won today's game. It was how they won it. With four runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the stretch. The 1-2. Low and away. Two balls and two strikes. The Rangers trailed 5-2 coming into that eighth inning and put up four runs, including a two-run go-ahead single by Josh Young, Rough Riders player back in 2021. Great to see that kind of production. Stretch and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a foul in and out of Garcia's glove, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Out of all the great wins the Rangers have had this year, for the most part, there have been a lot of blowout wins. We haven't seen many wins like this, where they come from behind right down the end of the game and win a game and come from behind fashion. Kelly's 2-2. Swinging a ground ball right to the first baseman. Hover, it takes a bad hop, skips off his chest, rolls down the right field line. Beer around first on his way to second. Strom digs it out of the corner, but Beer hangs tight at second base with a double to lead things off in the seventh. His second two-bagger of the game. Davison De Los Santos bats. A cleanup hitter for Amarillo. Amarillo has five extra base hits today. Frisco has none. They didn't have any yesterday either. And Amarillo hit five homers. Had six total extra base hits yesterday. Kelly ready from the stretch. Left-hander against the right-hander at the plate. First pitch. Just low to De Los Santos, and it's 1-0. 0-for-3 day for the third baseman today for Amarillo. He entered in 4-for-7 in the series. Kelly's ready from the stretch, third base side of the rubber. The flamethrower fires home. Just misses outside with the slider, and it's two balls and no strikes. Kelly has touched 100 miles an hour a couple times this year. Mostly sits 97 to 99 with the fastball. Devastating slider as well. He readies in the 2-0. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. Strom on the run. Shades glinting in the sun. And it lands fair and bounces up over the wall and into the first row of seats. A ground rule double scores Seth Beer from second base. And it's now 8-0. And Seth Beer didn't know it. He thought it was a foul ball, so he stopped at third. And everyone was saying, go home, Seth. And he does. It's 8-0 Amarillo. Back-to-back doubles to start off this seventh inning. Tim Tawa stands in now. Left-hander on the hill, right-hander at the plate. And the initial pitch to Tawa. Check swing, strike, outside corner, 0-1. Tawa also 0-for-3. 8 runs on 8 hits now for Amarillo. They've dominated this game front to back. 0-1, outside, one ball and one strike. Rough Riders have not been shut out very often this season. And they definitely have not been shut out very many times here in this ballpark. Only once. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 offering. Swinging a line drive to short. Acuna makes the catch. Looks towards second, but no one's there to receive the throw. And De Los Santos is back in. Line drive to shortstop for the out. One away in the seventh and Juan Centeno bats. It's 8-0 Amarillo. Rough Riders overall this season have only been shut out a grand total of 4 times. They're playing game number 83 today. Here's the stretch in the left-hander's bench. Breaking ball, outside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. Centeno 1-for-2 today with a double and a walk. Kelly the 0-1. Outside edge, fastball for his strike. 0-2. Kelly looking unusually vulnerable in this appearance. He readies in the 0-2. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. Off the outside corner for strike three. He picks up the strikeout of Centeno, and there are two away. His second strikeout, and Nafy Castillo makes his way to the plate. Used to seeing Antoine Kelly come in and just dominate. On the back-to-back doubles is very unlike what we've seen from him, especially lately. Kelly readies and brings in the first pitch to the right-handed batter. Fastball inside, one ball, no strikes. Castillo a two-run home run in the second. He had a three-run home run yesterday. The run that Kelly allowed earlier in this inning, the first he's allowed in July in six appearances. The pitch is outside. It's two balls and no strikes. That's over five innings. He'd allowed just two base runners on hit. Didn't walk anybody with seven strikeouts. First runs that he's allowed since June 9th when he allowed four against Corpus Christi. 2-0. Fastball, ground ball up the middle. Acuna at short, scoops it up, slings it on to first, and it's in time to retire Castillo and put the side to bed. One run across on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's an 8-0 lead now for Amarillo into the top of the eighth inning from Hodgetown on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888 Summon Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're at the top of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders down 8-0. Austin Pope back out for his second inning of work in relief for Amarillo against David Garcia, Scott Capers, and Jax Biggers. It's the bottom third of the order for the Rough Riders. Nick Starr is warming for Frisco down below us in the Riders' pen, so he'll come in and pitch the bottom half of the eighth inning. Austin Pope delivers home. Garcia swings and misses at the first pitch, and it's 0-1. A switch hitter flipping around and batting from the left side for the first time tonight. He hit right-handed against the starter, Yumin Lin, who went six shutout innings with eight strikeouts. The 0-1. Garcia swings and misses at a breaking ball in the dirt, and it's 0-2. Garcia has the best hit ball for the Rough Riders today, flying out to the wall in left center field where Nick D'Alessandro, the center fielder, made a really nice catch in the corner in left center field where the two walls meet from center and left. Garcia playing in his first game since April 27th today, coming off hamate bone surgery. Stretch in the pitch. Breaking ball down low and inside. It's one ball and two strikes. It was so much fun catching up with him, a guy who was here all year last year as well. Really one of the good guys. Panama native has seen his English improve a ton over the last couple of years. The pitch is high, and it's two balls and two strikes. And my favorite story that really encapsulates David Garcia as a person is we did an interview, and immediately after the interview, he said, all right, let's go over it. Let's talk about it and how I did with the English. He is just a really great guy, and everyone in this organization has spoken so highly about his improvements over the last couple of years defensively as a catcher. Still just 23 years old. 2-2. Fouled away. Back behind home, and it's still two balls, two strikes. Switching and catchers don't come around very often. Adley Rutschman, of course, a big one in the big leagues right now with the Orioles. Stretch by the right-hander, the 2-2. Garcia bounces it foul up the first baseline, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Back in from the left side. Right-hander ready from the stretch in the 2-2. Down low and inside. Three balls, two strikes. This will be the eighth pitch upcoming. And more action out of the bullpen for Amarillo as well. It's a left-hander loosening. Pope the 3-2, swinging a broken bat flare into shallow left field. De Los Santos reaches out, and the third baseman makes the catch. One away. Garcia's barrel of the bat went flying past the pitcher Pope out in the middle of the infield. De Los Santos robs Garcia of a blue base hit, and Scott Capers stands in. 8-0 Amarillo, top of the eighth inning. Capers 0-for-2 today. Pope stretches. He fires. High. One ball, no strikes. Right-hander ready from the stretch. The pitch. Swinging a line drive to second. And Tim Tawa makes the catch. A line drive. Tawa takes one step to his left and grabs it. Two down. Here's Jax Biggers. 8-0. Amarillo out in front, and that's going to do it for Austin Pope. So a call to the bullpen for Amarillo in this top of the eighth inning. Sean Roof claps his hands, takes the ball from him. We'll introduce you to the new pitcher for Amarillo when we come back. Step away and return to Hodgetown after this in the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's 8-0 Amarillo in the top of the eighth inning. A pitching change bringing Jake Rice, the left-hander, onto the mound for the Sod Poodles. Two outs. And nobody aboard for the Rough Riders in Jax Biggers' bat. Biggers walked back in the sixth inning. He's 0-1 today. Jake Rice replacing Austin Pope, who went 5-up, 5-down in his inning in 2/3. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt goes all the way back to the backstop on the first offering. It's 1-0, 0 strikes. Rough Riders will return home on Tuesday. Take on San Antonio, a 7:05 first pitch. 1-0 pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Not sure yet who the Rough Riders will be starting in that game, but if the rotation stays the same, which no telling what's going to happen because of the All-Star break, everything is kind of out of funk a little bit. Dane Acker is the next man up to pitch in the rotation. You might see a Dane Acker appearance in game one of that series. The offering, cut on and missed off the outside corner on a breaking ball, and it's 1-0, 2 strikes. We shall see. Rice ready from the stretch. 1-2. Down in the dirt off the outside corner. 2-2. Amarillo with 8 runs on 8 hits tonight. The Rough Riders with no runs on just 2 hits. 2 hits is the Rough Riders' season low, or it would tie it at least. The pitch. Check swing on a pitch outside. It's 3-0, 2 strikes. Rough Riders' previous season low of 2 hits was back on May 3rd. At Midland. 3-2, the pitch. There's a fly ball in a shallow left center field. Caleb Roberts got a late jump, now moves over to his left, and he makes the catch. Riders turned away in 1-2-3 fashion in the eighth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Nick Starr takes over for the Riders when we return. Frisco trailing 8-0 into the bottom of the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr out of the Riders' bullpen. Bottom half of the eighth inning. Frisco trailing 8-0 in this series finale between the Riders and the Sod Poodles. J.J. D'Orazio, the first man he faces in the eighth hole. Nick D'Alessandro to follow, and then Caleb Roberts in the leadoff spot. First pitch. Fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Starr, the fifth pitcher used by the Rough Riders. Asked for a new baseball, and he gets it. D'Orazio 2-for-3 today with a couple singles. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Right by his bat, and it's 0-2. Antoine Kelly done after his inning in a third for the Rough Riders, allowing just 1 run, striking out 2. And hitting a batter. star looks in. D'Orazio stands back in from the right side. The 21-year-old catcher is the DH today. The pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Elevated it and got the strikeout. One away for Nick D'Alessandro. Take a look around the scoreboard in the Texas League. All games are final except for here in Amarillo. Start out in Wichita. They played an absolutely absurd game against Springfield today. Wichita with 8 runs in the bottom half of the 5th inning. The pitch is fouled away. It's 0-1. And then Springfield came back to take the lead in the 7th inning. Wichita tied it with 2 runs in the bottom half of the 7th. The 0-1. Outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. And after Springfield put up a run at the top of the 10th, the wind surge responded in the bottom half of the 10th inning as Alex Isola hit a 2-run walk-off inside the park home run to win it 13-12. Insane game in Wichita. The 0-2. This is high. It's 1-2. Elsewhere in the league, Northwest Arkansas drops San Antonio 4-0. Stretch in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside for strike 3. Back-to-back K's for Nick Starr. 2 outs. Top of the order in Caleb Roberts now. 8-0 Amarillo. So Northwest Arkansas handing San Antonio the loss. San Antonio will be in Frisco next week. Midland winning 6-3 over Tulsa. And Corpus Christi downing Arkansas 10-4. The first pitch high and away to Roberts, and it's 1-0 with 2 outs. 8-0 Amarillo in the 8th inning. Good day for the Texas League South. Pitch is across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Everyone in the South winning, except for the loser of this ball game today. The pitch. Breaking ball, fouled back into Garcia's glove. It's strike 2, and it's 1-2. Starr trying to make it a 1-2-3 inning in the bottom half of the 8th. Riders will have the top of the order due up in the top of the 9th. 1-2. Just inside to Roberts. Didn't get the call on a fastball at 96 miles an hour, and it's 2-2. Texas Rangers organization in action as well. 2-2 misses low, and it's 3-2. Round Rock wins 5-1 to sweep aside the Tacoma Rainiers at the AAA level, the Mariners affiliate. Starr ready for the stretch, the payoff pitch on the way. Strike 3 called, fastball outside corner. He sits down Roberts and strikes out the side in the 8th inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the top of the 9th. It's 8-0 Amarillo on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the Storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the 9th on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
top half of the ninth inning. Riders trailing 8-0 in the Amarillo Sun Poodles. Now on the top of the ninth for the top of the order for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala starts things, followed by Luis Angel Acuña and Evan Carter. Kyle Backus is the new man on the hill for the Sun Poodles. Back-to-back lefties out of the pen, and the third man out of the four. Sun Poodle is sent out there today. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Sidearm thrower. Backus replaces Jake Rice. Retired the lone man he saw, Jax Biggers, in the eighth inning. 0-1. Zavala bounces it up the middle on two hops to short. Lawler backhands, fires low to first, but Beer digs it out of the dirt. And there's one away. A throw on the run from Lawler, and Beer with a nifty pick. Luis Angel Acuña makes his way in. Oh, for 3-day for the Riders shortstop. First pitch, low with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Riders will bus home tonight. Have the day off tomorrow, and then play San Antonio. The 1-0 is outside, 2-0. Looking forward to that, being back home. I think this little three-game series coming out of the All-Star break. The 2-0. Inside, three balls and no strikes. It reminds you of the quote-unquote good old days, back when it was 3-4-game series in the minor leagues, just like it is in the majors. 3-0. Outside corner, a strike, 3-1. Hard to find guys who don't like this six-game series format, though. The travel is so much nicer with this series that was instituted back in 2021. The pitch is way inside. Nearly hit Acuña. It's ball four. He works a walk. One out base runner in the ninth inning for the Rough Riders, and Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. For Acuña, that extends his on-base streak to 16 games. Carter looking to snap an 0-for-8. Riders down 8-0 in the top of the ninth inning. Here's the stretch. And the left-hander's pitch, Carter swings, sprays it out to left field, and it falls in a base hit. Right in front of Caleb Roberts, Acuña up to second, and Evan Carter singles the opposite way. It's the Rough Riders' third hit tonight. One out, two aboard in the top of the ninth inning for Thomas Sagesi. Sagesi 0-for-3 today. Rough Riders top of the order, doing a little bit of damage against Backus, who's ready from the stretch. And the left-hander's pitch is a ground ball foul up the third base side. 0-1. So JC has lined out and struck out twice. Thomas has an 11-game hitting streak on the line in this at-bat. Left-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him, and it's 0-2. Not only that, but Tommy has also driven in a run in three games in a row. Left-hander ready from the stretch. The 0-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball for strike three. And they're two away. So JC's hitting streak comes to an end. Unless the Riders can score eight runs and force extras. Trevor Hover stands in. It was funny, we were talking, and Trevor and I were talking before the ballgame about this exact man, Kyle Backus, left-hander. Sidearm thrower. Here's the stretch of the pitch. There's a swing and a fly ball down the left field line. Roberts going back at the warning track. He's there to make the catch, and the ballgame comes to an end. So Hover hit it well out to left field, but he flies out to end the ballgame, and the Riders fall 8-0 to finish out this series. They fall in this series 2-1, and Amarillo has tied up the season series 9 games apiece with the Rough Riders as well. Frisco will return home on Tuesday. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Riders fall 8-0 in the series finale to the Amarillo Sod Poodles on this Sunday night. We'll have an abbreviated postgame show as we got to get out of here in Amarillo. 8 runs on 8 hits and no errors for the Sod Poodles. No runs on 3 hits and 1 error for the Rough Riders tonight. The win goes to Yumin Lin, who was brilliant in his Double-A debut. 6 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. He goes to 1-0. Noah Bremer picks up the loss. He went 1 2/3 innings, allowing 5 runs in his start for the Rough Riders. Final game time, 2 hours, 24 minutes in front of 6,036 here in Hodgetown. Really good attendance all 3 days in this series. It's been a fun venue and a fun place to play, that's for sure. Except for not tonight for the Rough Riders, falling 8-0. Again, we'll be back home on Tuesday, 7:05 first pitch. His starters are still to be determined now, but make sure you get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com, not only for Tuesday's game, but all series long, especially for Friday and Sunday, when it will be the office tribute to the office night. It's going to be Pretzel Day on Friday night with Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in the office. He'll be out at the ballpark. And then on Sunday, we'll have Yellowstone Night, the TV show Yellowstone, where Colby from that TV show is going to be on hand. And it's going to be a really, really fun night, really fun weekend, and a fun series in general against the San Antonio Missions next week. First pitch at 7:05 Tuesday through Saturday, and then 6:05 on Sunday in Frisco. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast today. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For our very gracious hosts here in Amarillo, the Sod Poodles, for everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders, including my broadcast partner, Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. 8-0 the final score. Rough Riders fall to the Amarillo Sod Poodles, and they fall in the series 2-1. We'll talk to you at 6:50 on Tuesday for a 7:05 first pitch against San Antonio. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!